Sir Meriant Trant of the King's Guard, the herald called. Sir Meriant entered from the west side of the yard, clad in gleaming white plate, chased with gold, and mounted on a milk-white charger with a flowing grey mane. His cloak streamed behind him like a field of snow. He carried a 12-foot lance. "Sir Hubba of House Red Wine of the Arbor," the herald sang. Sir Hubba trotted in from the east, riding a black stallion caparisoned in burgundy and blue. His lance was striped in the same colours, and his shield bore the grape cluster sigil of his house. The Red Wine twins were the queen's unwilling guests, even as Sansa was. She wondered whose notion it had been for them to ride in Joffrey's tourney. Not their own, she thought. At a signal from the master of revels, the combatants couched their lances and put their spurs to their mounts. There were shouts from the watching guardsmen and the lords and ladies in the gallery. The knights came together in the centre of the yard with a great shock of wood and steel. The white lance and the striped one exploded in splinters within a second of each other. Hubba Redwine reeled at the impact, yet somehow managed to keep his seat. Wheeling their horses about at the far end of the lists, the knights tossed down their broken lances and accepted replacements from the squires. Sir Horace Redwine, Sir Hubba's twin, shouted encouragement to his brother.